Hello and welcome to our second program in the subject of stress. We'll be looking in Job chapter 1. Have your Bible ready if you can. Job said that man is born into trouble as his sparks fly upward, and he knew all about that. He was attacked by Satan, both body, soul, and spirit. And it is interesting that that is how Satan attacks. We find that he did that with Adam and Eve. He did that with Job here. And then on the Mount of Temptation with Christ, he used exactly the same formula, and he uses the same formula today. Well, Satan certainly did attack Job. He lost his family, he lost his wealth, he lost his health. We're going to begin reading here at verse number 6, chapter 1. The Lord said unto Satan, okay, he gave him permission, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. And that's an important verse. We need to understand that Satan can't do anything against a Christian unless God gives him permission. Verse 7 says, so went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, for they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him, and to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept, and they mantle, and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. He was in such bad condition, verse 12 tells us, that when they saw him, they knew him not. Why was Job attacked by Satan? Well, the reason he was attacked, one thing, is his character. Character is what dictates behavior and how we do things. And Satan didn't like the way that Job behaved and how he did things. He was the greatest example that God had on the face of the earth at that time, and Satan hated it. Not only his character, but his commitment. He was dedicated to the cause. Dedication leads to the things we do and how we do them. He not only had character and commitment, but he had a concern. We saw in our last program as we read through chapter 1, he had a tremendous concern for his family. Satan hates that too. And he was consistent. To be consistent is an unchanging behavior, enduring the circumstances. Well, he's going to get some circumstances. He's going to face some stress. Someone has said the tree that stands the tallest is the tree that is most likely to be struck with lightning. And that's the case with Job, and that's one of the reasons why Satan came after him. In verse 20, we read, then Job arose and rent his mantle, and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground, and worshipped, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. When I was a young Christian in my teenage years, I read something that was written by Alan Redpath, and it really had an effect on my life. I want to give it to you. He said, there is nothing, no circumstance, no trouble, no testing that can ever touch me until, first of all, it has gone past God and past Christ right through to me. If it has come that far, it has come with a great purpose, which I may not understand at the moment, but as I refuse to become panicky, as I lift up mine eyes to him and accept it as coming from the throne of God for some great purpose of blessing to my own heart, no sorrow will ever disturb me, no circumstance will cause me to fret, for I shall rest in the joy of what my Lord is. Well, Job, as we said, was attacked body, soul, and spirit. His soul, that is his mind, his will, his emotions, they were under attack. His body, of course, physically attacked. And even his spirit, and as we said earlier, that's the way the devil attacks. He did it with Adam, he did it with Job, and he did it with the Lord on the Mount of Temptation. He attacked his spirit. He said in Job 6 and number 4, "For the arrows are within me, the poison whereof drinketh up my spirit." It says in Job 7 and 11, "I will speak in anguish of my spirit. I will complain in bitterness of my soul," mind, will, and emotions. Job 21 and 4 says, "Why should not my spirit be troubled?" Job 10 and 12, "Thy visitation has preserved my spirit." Well, the devil will attack in all three areas. And then Job had three friends. And with friends like him, he didn't need any enemies. Eliphaz, he's going to tell Job all about his spooky visions, and he's going to base his counsel on experience. Bildad, he bases his counsel on the tradition of past men. Well, they did it this way, they did it that way. You must be a bad sinner, you wouldn't be suffering all this stuff. We know the exact opposite of that is true. Zophar, he was very dogmatic. He was one of these, he was a young fellow who knew it all. And then we have a fourth one here. He's not considered one of the three friends, but he comes in. His name is Elihu. He is a self-righteous person. He has no concern whatsoever for what Job is going through. And at the time Job needed comfort, he didn't need criticism. Well, God does not reveal the answers of why Job is suffering in all of the book of Job. But, of course, Zophar, he was the dogmatic one. He knew it all. Well, God didn't reveal it. Wonder he got his information. Job never knew why things were happening. Job simply trusted God. Now, today we know, John chapter 9, when they asked Jesus the question, why was this man born blind? He said that the works of God should be made manifest in him. And that is exactly what is happening here in the book of Job. But Job didn't understand that at that time, like we do today. Hosea 14:9, Job understood this, the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them. Romans 9 and 14 says, is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. In Job 42 and verse number 7, we see God's response to Job's friends. He says, we read here, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Timnite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for ye have not spoken of me the things that is right. And so what was the outcome of all this stress in Job's life? What did he do? How did he respond to all that? Well, we read in Job 42, verse 5, he said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent. All of this situation was that the works of God might be made manifest in him. In Job 13, verse number 15, Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 11, that all these things happened unto them for examples, to make impressions, that word means, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Job said, man is born into trouble as the sparks fly upward, Job 5 and 7. Job 14, 1, he said, man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. In Job 14 and 1, he referred to the fact that trouble came, and then in Job 38 and 23, he talked about the time of trouble, the day of battle and war. The word trouble is in the Bible over 40 times. We said that even Proverbs 15:16 says, even those with great treasure, they have trouble therewith. Well, we're going to look in this series next at Abraham, see what kind of trouble he went through, what kind of stress he had, and how he handled it. Be sure and tune in.